In Los Angeles today, AJ Leon is still at the early stage of his journey around the world in 1,080 days. So in a sense, he really is journeying into the unknown, and he's right at the early stage of it. And there's a certain similarity between what AJ Leon is doing in that state of complete uncertainty about what it's going to open up and what sort of potential drama there will be on the way. There's a certain similarity between that situation that he's in and the situation a writer finds themselves in when they sit down to try to write a poem. And I've come across a piece of writing by Pablo Neruda which describes this very, very vividly in a translation by David White. So let me first of all read to you Pablo Neruda about writing about what it's like to embark on a journey into writing a poem, and see whether those of you who have a kind of an instinct for what AJ Leon is doing, how the two compare to you. This is Neruda. I didn't know what to say. My mouth could not speak. My eyes could not see. And something ignited in my soul. Fever or unremembered wings. And I went my own way, deciphering that burning fire. And I wrote the first bare line. Bare without substance. Pure foolishness. Pure wisdom of one who knows nothing. And suddenly I saw the heavens unfasten. And open. And suddenly I saw the heavens unfasten and open. And that is like what it is for a writer, you know, beginning the poem in silence, in uncertainty, in ambiguity, in lack of confidence, in inarticulateness, putting the first words down and gradually, something ignites in the soul. And the poet goes their own way, finds their own way. No longer copying, no longer imitating, no more permission needed, goes their own way. Until the point where AJ Leon will see the heavens unfasten and open, and there will be clarity and vision about where a life dedicated to living with intention is going to lead to. But at this stage, in Los Angeles, trying to fix a bus, a chariot, a vehicle, some kind of a thing that will take him around North America, up into Canada and down into South America, we're a long way from that, because we're really at the stage of the adventure where so many things are far from clear, and the only thing that the poet can hold on to is the pen